Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, there's one business out there that is really a dog-eat-dog business. It's not real estate. It's not the oil and gas business. It's the restaurant business. I mean, the half-life of restaurants have got to be, what, 18 months? How many do you have that just sort of disappear? Well, how about Richard Chamberlain? He's had Chamberlain Steak and Chop House for now just over 24 years, and all in the same location, and that's a whole lot of North Texans that have eaten over there. Richard Chamberlain joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be on your
have
show.
Have you had a little work done? Because you don't show, I mean, 24 years of your business, that's like, in human years, that's got to be the equivalent of 50 or 60.
Boy, you're right. I'll have to give my mother credit for that. She had good genes, and I guess I'm aging pretty well.
No, but I'm serious. I mean, the tastes change, and sometimes somebody who's a great chef like you are doesn't have the operational skills, and the thing gets away, or the demographics, where your restaurant are, change. How do you keep going after 24 years?
Well, you're right. It is really one of the toughest businesses to run anywhere. But one thing that I found is that my restaurants are like, it's like having a dinner party in my house every night. I love touching every table, meeting the guests, just really getting to know the people that come in. But really our success over these years has been the people that have partnered with us that are our employees, our vendors. All these people come together to make it just a real special place.
Maybe that's the key, is that it hands on. So you get a lot of repeat business.
A lot of repeat business. I might know as much as 30 or 40% of the people in the restaurant on any given night. Not know them really, really well, because some people come in just maybe once a year for an anniversary or twice a year, just for all special occasions. And then other people dine in our restaurant 4 or 5 times a week. It's really incredible, just how many people we know.
But so many variables. I mean, I hear a lot of restaurateurs talking about, the high cost of labor down. It keeps on going up. And there are times when inflation hits you, whether there's a beef shortage or fuel goes up and the trucks are putting surcharges on deliveries. I mean, you got a lot of moving parts.
We really do. It is there are so many moving parts in the restaurant business, from the food aspect of it, making sure that the quality of your products, your beef, your seafood, your vegetables is always perfect. Like you said, the changing dynamics of labor cost. Rents right now, are going out of the roof. So real estate rent is real high. Fortunately, we're locked into a pretty long-term deal, so we're isolated from that.
And you run two restaurants that are, a mile from each other?
Just a mile from each other, both on Beltline Road, which can be interesting.
I think that's lateral expansion.
It really is. Well, again, my whole thing was I want to be in my restaurants every night. And so having them close together made that possible. I wouldn't do it any other way. I just really enjoy it so much.
Anything special about this community? I there's so many restaurants here, but our sense is that people here eat out a lot more than they do in other parts of the country.
Well, I think so. I talk to other restaurant and chef friends from around the country, and it seems like Dallas is just very unique that way. We have a dynamic here of dining out that is like really no other place, just really love it. It's a great place to do business. We have, like you said, 24 years in one location, almost unheard of. And the number of, steakhouses literally that have come and gone within a 3 or 4 mile radius of us is certainly in the over, 15 or 20 at this point.
But still, there's a hardcore. I mean, you've put in a lot of great time and a lot of great names. A lot of us remember San Simeon and Ratcliffe's. And you and Dean Fearing, I guess, were at the Mansion together. And lose track. But you all started. But you came from El Centro. Program at El Centro?
That was my start.
What a great program. You still hire from them?
I absolutely do. As a matter of fact, we interviewed a guy about an hour ago that went to El Centro, and Yeah, so great school, great program. It's a very affordable place. You know, I didn't have money to go to college when I graduated from high school, and El Centro really fills that need for people who have limited resources but would like to learn, you know, something that they're passionate about, and I certainly had a passion for it. That was the main thing.
And evidently, they got a good education if you're still hiring.
You know, absolutely. And some of the original instructors are still there. I don't know if you know Gus Kasigris, but
it's a famous old name, you bet.
Yes, he had a couple of Greek restaurants back in the 70s, and were very popular back then. And he really was one of the founding. He's the one that taught me food cost. I mean, how important food cost was. And, you know, being a Greek, they really know their food cost.
No, but I mean, that's one of the best things you could learn, I guess, is getting that variable down.
Yeah, you have to learn all those basics.
So what happens for the next 24 years? You can stay in the same location? Any more expansion? We're going to see you opening in Dubai?
Believe it or not, we've had offers to open restaurants in Dubai and Taiwan and all kinds of places. No, we will definitely expand in the area here. I don't know exactly where. You know, we're always looking at locations and areas of town. I really like, you know, South Lake is a great growing area out there. I think a lot of our customers, you know, with traffic, it's hard to get across town now. And so we almost need to go to them in certain regions of Dallas because it's getting so big. And I think we could certainly do well down in the Oaklawn area, although it's really crowded down there now with, you know,
but you got more people. I mean, you got more people. Everybody used to leave at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Well, exactly.
Now they live there.
Yes, right. So, given, you know, the whole thing, you know, to make this business successful, everything has to work. You know, our margins are small. So everything has to work as it relates to rent and you know, you got to have good parking for a restaurant. You got to be able to have employees nearby that can get to you and park and work at your place. And so all those dynamics have to happen.
Well, it's evidently working for you. Congratulations. The Palm is closing after 33 years.
Yes.
But the Palm has that name recognition from coast to coast.
Yep.
You had to go, you had to go dig up your own, so it makes it all the more remarkable.
Well, we might need to go take over the Palm and...
Maybe that's,
down there.
Maybe that's it. Richard Chamberlain, an institution of North Texas. Good to have you with us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.